this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. It's this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is July 20th, 2017. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 69.
No!
69, get it? Yeah, 69, get it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good job. I'm Chris. We're without Adam tonight, which is too bad, because I had something for him to try to make his connection better. So maybe he'll get in later, and we can try that and see if we can get it better, so... but I got nothing to start with tonight. What do you guys got going on? What's happening this evening?
Ryan, what's happening, man?
I was supposed to have a soccer game today, but it was canceled.
Why was it canceled?
Because there wasn't enough people to play.
Like, how many people do you need to play?
Officially, you need 7.
Okay.
You know, 7 is the minimum.
Yeah.
But... you know, if you don't have many players, it sucks to play. And the other team requested that we reschedule, and our team also was short players, so I just made it happen.
Oh, so it's just a reschedule, not a cancel.
Right, oh yeah.
That makes it better. It makes it better.
Yeah.
If you only had, let's say, 5 people, what positions would you play? Would you pull the keeper, basically?
No, that would be a terrible idea. If you had 5 people, you'd probably play like 3 defense, 2 midfield, like, and then 1 person striking. That's what I'd do.
And isn't
more than 5 people though?
That's way more than 5 people.
Ryan's tough with math. Math is hard.
Wait, did you say 5?
Yeah.
You're like 3 people, 2 people,
2 people, and
one
striker.
One striker. Right. the goalie would keep the goalkeeper. That's fine.
Well,
so.
I did 7. I did a 7 man lineup because that's the minimum. But yeah, 5, you'd be pretty screwed. You'd probably have to play like 2 defenders, 1 midfield. Actually, 2 defenders, 3 midfield, and 0 goalies. I don't know. You're screwed pretty much.
So is this the league that a while back you were setting up and you were turning people away? You were turning like Brazilian athletes and Nigerian athletes away, and now you can't field a team? What's up with that?
It is true, actually. And effectively, I've rostered like 27 people, even though you can only roster 25. Because people got hurt, and then I kicked them off the team and found replacements, and then more people got hurt, and other people left the country.
What kind of league you got going on? People are dropping left and right. And like, oh my god, he cooked me out again.
You got a league with old people in it.
No kidding.
What's this Hall of them? All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. So what's the hard hitting news this evening besides Ryan's soccer team being canceled?
I like Ryan to be involved since like a lot of the things we talk about, Ryan does not know.
I think Game of Thrones is probably the number one topic of the evening. Personally, I think.
I was gonna say because Comic-Con started, but that's totally cool.
San Diego Comic-Con.
If you want to forget like the biggest convention with movie stuff, and you know that's totally cool.
You know,
we weren't there.
Movies,
though,
TV.
Right? Like, what do we have to say? Like,
aren't
this
we?
Happened.
We're there right now. You just don't even know it. Why do you think the soccer game got canceled?
You think that is a fan you were hearing? That was crowds cheering, waiting for Chris to come out.
That's right. Yep, we're on stage right now.
Everything you see behind me is a set design.
Right. Green screen back here. Hey, Ryan, look at me.
So this is San Diego Comic-Con, correct?
Yeah.
And they now have like 5 other Comic-Cons. Do you think that minimizes this Comic-Con, or do you think that like makes this the premier one still?
It's still the premier one.
Yeah. It's still the one everyone goes to.
I wonder how their number... I mean, obviously other people go to the other ones. I mean, they're all getting really good attendance. I wonder if it's dropped at all or gone up or what compared to since the other cons exist.
That's a good question.
I know that even when I went, it sold out in like minutes.
Right, that's but like, that was before they had the other ones, right? That was a long time ago when you were a young man.
I went to the Avengers one when they first talked about the Avengers.
Yeah, that was like... at least 37 years ago, so...
Right. attendance around is going to be right around 175,000.
Okay, that doesn't quite answer my question, but it's good to know.
Well, this article from last summer says that attendance continues to grow for San Diego.
Right.
But they keep having to add space.
Right, because like they it starts in the convention center, San Diego Convention Center. Having lived in San Diego, you know where that is, right, Chris?
I do.
Right, and that has a capacity of about 130,000, so they sell out and they're like, we don't have enough room for everyone, so they buy out all the hotels around it, too, to have, like, we need all your space. So, I think just being the way, like, pop culture is becoming more and more popular, like, everything is increasing. Like, as long as everyone there, it's getting bigger and it's getting more niche-y, because you can be like, I want to go there and I don't care about any of the big Marvel stuff, I just want to go and watch, all the anime with my boys.
But who would do that? Nobody would do that. There's anime conventions for that. There's like one person in the world, and his name is Doug, and Doug Freeman is his name, and he's like, I like anime only, and then he goes there for that. But that's it. That's the only guy.
I don't know, man, because they have like the anime rooms that are like 24 hours of like constant things.
Yeah, sure, but you don't go there just for that. I mean, unless you're Doug Freeman, because everybody else wants to see the Marvel shit and stuff.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like it's in one hall, right? And you have to get there like really, really early. And once you're in, like if you leave, it's like you can't come back in. Like, and it's like once you're in, you just like get there as early as possible. You get in, and then you just stay there for like 10 hours and don't leave. You sit through
crap. Pack everything in a backpack.
You don't want to see, just so you can see the stuff you want to. You know, 10 hours later.
Okay, so it looks like they cap attendance based on ticket sales, and then they cap it based on capacity. So it's not that it's growing, it's that they're adding venue, which gives them more space. So in other words, they're still under capacity of people that want to go.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Yes, Game of Thrones was the big thing that, you know, it was Sunday, and it was good. I really enjoyed it. Ryan, did you enjoy it?
I did.
Tell me about your feelings. How did you feel while you watched it?
So I felt good, but I'm a little more lukewarm on this, I think, just because I do believe it was a setup episode, which is fine, but it's like, it left me thinking, like, I'm still excited for this season. Did it start yet? You know what I mean? Like, it sort of almost started. It, you know, they showed all the different people that were going to start this season. And then, like, they didn't really start. I mean, now, besides, of course, the cold intro, which was pretty epic, that was pretty cool.
Kind of unnecessary, though, but I mean, sure, I know what you're saying. For plot-wise, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Right now, it doesn't seem like it does, but maybe it does. I mean, who knows? But yeah, it seems more like it's just flavor, which is cool. It was cool flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Arya's badass, but I actually appreciated that it was a setup episode, because it's not super fresh in everybody's mind, and restating where people are and stuff like that is pretty nice, but it was a setup episode. And it was, seeing Dany land on her, see, I think if I would have like watched the previous season's final episode, I would have felt it more when Daenerys landed on the island, you know, but it was a little less. I had forgotten all that built up emotion. So while it was still emotional, it wasn't like, holy shit, oh, here it is. It was more like, cool, she's here. All right, let's do this. Right. You know what I mean? So, but it looks fun. I'm excited. For the next episode and the one after. Is this the last season?
No, there's one more after.
Okay.
But they did say these episodes would be longer. They were fucking with us, unless they meant that some might be longer, because this was an hour long, right?
It was an hour and 2 minutes or something.
Like right. Fuck you, it was an hour long.
I'm just saying, like, like, by saying it's longer, they could say, like, you know, when you're trying to squeeze that extra inch on it, you're like, and some of them, and they're like, what's that? You know, when Ryan's trying to squeeze that extra inch, and he's like, you know what? I'm 6.5, and they're like, it's 6, Ryan.
Yeah, when they released the synopsis and the titles and the length for each episode about a month and a half ago, Everyone was kind of like, oh, I thought this was be long, and they're like, well, they are. They're, you know, a minute here, 2 minutes there.
Yeah, so, fuck you. Yeah, that's like saying I'm, you know, 39 and three quarters. No, you're not. You're 39 years old. Just shut the fuck up. And it's just enough to fuck up your DVR if you have an older DVR. So thanks, Game of Thrones.
I like, you know, like you, Ryan, I felt it was a setup episode, just like any season beginning episode that they've had. But I felt like this one kind of had a quicker pace to it. Like, they didn't dwell on a lot of scenes, except for that stupid cameo scene, which played no role. Don't know why they had it.
Well, I didn't. It didn't bother me at all.
Yeah, because I didn't know who the fuck it was.
Why does it bother people so much?
I don't know.
It
didn't bother me. It was just kind of like, can we move on? Why are you still sitting there?
I think it's showing that, it was definitely showing that, hey, she has a huge hatred for everything Lannister, and then she realizes, hey, these five guys that are Lannisters, they're not bad people. They're just like, one's like, nah, I don't know. It's like, I just thought, you know, like, I hope I have a daughter, man, because daughters take care of me when I'm old, and my son will just go off and fight other guys' wars. Basically, these are all human characters.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to rape her next episode. I really
That's kind of my first thought, too, is like...
Like, I don't think it's going to go well for them or her next episode. She's going to go like, these guys are nice, and then he's going to get a little bit too aggressive, and all of a sudden, everyone's going to die. So that's my prediction.
They're going the opposite direction she's going.
Yeah.
So I think... The thing is,
they're stopped now. If they rest together, that's when the shit goes down.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that scene again.
Ryan is like a really negative person, man.
I don't think it's bad. I think it makes for a good story if she destroys him. But
I think it actually makes for a better story if she finds that there are good people in the world that happen to be on the side of the thing that she hates.
That's true. I agree with that.
I think it makes a stronger story.
Well, maybe it makes her rethink what she did at the cold open. You know.
Well, I think the cold open is totally justified.
I agree.
Like, all those people are like, he's like, hey, you remember when you killed that lady with the day? And the guy's like, yeah, I totally stabbed her in the guts. Like, say that, but yes. And remember when you cut that lady's throat? And they're like, hey, and all that stuff happened? Yes. And then she's not like she is a vengeful person, but she's not 100% evil.
Yeah, see, this is what I think. This scene was bigger than we give it credit for. I think that she's on a path right now, and her path's breaking up in two ways. She can go either, she's basically what we would call losing her soul and becoming a heartless assassin, or she's just doing what's on her list and just trying to keep her soul, so to speak, while doing these deeds that are inherently evil. Murdering people are evil. Even if you do it for vengeance, murder is evil. So I think that's kind of what this was showing. She didn't kill him, but she also thought, maybe I should. Like, which way is it going to go? I also thought it showed her what she thinks of confidence. She has enough confidence to get down and sit next to seven Lannisters or whatever that are all armed, pretty much. So that shows a lot. So I thought it said a lot of things. And I'm with Dave, too. I don't think that we're going to see that scene again. It would be interesting if they did something with it, but I think that was just kind of a here's what she's going through kind of a scene, which I thought was kind of good. I was kind of annoyed, actually, that Amy knew who that person was, because I didn't know. I didn't care. I didn't know who that was. I was singing. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Like, Amber said, you know, Ed Sheeran, and I was like, oh, really? But, like, otherwise, I think if you knew who it was, it would be stupid.
Right.
So they should have left it out.
Yeah. So
but since I didn't know who it was, I didn't care. So that's good for me.
Right.
But, like, for everyone else that knows Ed Sheeran but is also a fan, I think it kind of breaks, like, the fourth wall, if you will. It's probably technically not the way to describe it, but it takes you out of the fantasy element. Yep. It's like if they put Beyonce in there and she was, like, you know, like, walking around with a staff and she was like, all the single ladies, come with me! And, like,
but that was, you know, but the thing is that the song was specifically written for the show. Like, it's specifically in the foreign language that, like, translates into things that are happening in the show and so on and so forth. So the song isn't saying, like, I think the single ladies thing has gone too far, Ryan. Too far.
No, the song, I was exaggerating. The song itself was fine. It was showing someone who's a celebrity, you know, that's not blending into the atmosphere. Sure. They can't blend in. They can't blend in to the
well, yeah, because if you think about it, all the characters we've had up to this point, I mean, besides John, Ben, I mean, Bean, they've all been kind of relative newcomers or unknowns that, you know, the show has made them a star to going forward, so they're faces that we're used to, and then all of a sudden, like you said, to have this person that is a celebrity show up, it kind of takes away that mystique. Now, you know, the whole thing behind the scene was it was supposed to be a surprise for Maisie Williams because she's a big Ed Sheeran fan. Like, she didn't even know that that was happening until he showed up. Like, it was all just a surprise thing for her.
I think they probably came up with that because people are because of the backlash. I think people were annoyed with it because it seems like selling out to the mainstream, right? We're going to bring this mainstream guy, and we're going to use cross-promotion to bring this guy in, and it's going to be cool. Where they didn't intend it that way. It's just how the audience took it, because the audience is a bunch of assholes. Right.
So. I mean, if they would have said, if Will Ferrell was like, you know, I'm a big fan of the show, can I have an extra? And, like, he was just sitting around that, like, acting perfectly normal, it would be ridiculous, because you recognize him, and you just couldn't help it.
I don't know, but remember last season they had, like, when we found the Hound alive, right? And that guy was there for one scene, or, like, one thing, like, the guy who was a former, he wasn't a maester, but he was, like, a bad kind of a guy, and then he was a religious guy, right? That was a bigger name actor, right? He's been in, like, lots of shows.
I didn't know who he was, though.
Right, but then he was totally crucified. That didn't bother me at one bit.
Right.
Because he's a good actor and he looked the part. The Ed Sheeran thing, he looked the part and it didn't bother me. Because... Oh, but
I think maybe... That's a good point, because I actually, like, wouldn't mind a good actor that I recognize playing a role. It's more like an actor that doesn't fit or a non-actor... That's also a celebrity. So, like, you know, like if a basketball player was in there or something,
like, Will Chamberlain walks in the background.
Well, just because you recognize him, it doesn't fit, and you go, "Why did they take me out of that element?" But actors, their job is to sort of act.
Like, so,
I don't know. I guess that's okay for some reason.
Like the guy who is the Archmaester, where Samwell is telling, like, hey, man, this thing happened. This White Walkers happened. That's Jim Broadbent. He's, like, a bigger actor. He's been in lots of, like, British movies and stuff like that. And, like, I knew who he was, and I'm like, oh, he's not... And I'm like, he didn't take me out of it, because, once again, an actor that's, like... That Ed Sheeran thing, once again, I don't think he overacted. I don't think he did any of that. He said, like, two lines, sang a song.
It was more that he was Ed Sheeran. It had nothing to do with... Like, Ed Sheeran can't really be blamed for the fact that it put people off. It's more the fact that he was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I mean, if LeBron James is in the background doing something, people are going to say, that's not guard number four, that's fucking LeBron James. We don't need him.
Right. Even if he acts perfectly. Right, like, he acts 100% the best that you could possibly act, it would still be like, no. Don't do that. Don't put LeBron James in.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's be honest. It's not that big of a deal. Nobody really gave a fuck. I mean, a lot of people gave a fuck, but I don't understand why they gave a fuck. It seems like people overreact about it. But that's the prerogative. That's what the internet's for. It's for bitching, so that's what we do. Okay, so that's that scene. What other scenes do we got to talk about?
I really liked the Hound. I really liked the Hound scenes.
Oh, yeah.
With him, with the brothers, without banners, I thought that was a super great callback to when he was traveling with Arya, and the people, he just, like, knocked the guy out and stole his silver. And it's like, they'll be dead by winter, and like, he was just like, he was a cold, bad person. And it's like, he literally, this is like one of the first times, like, you've seen him feel bad about an action that he did.
Yep, and me and Amy couldn't remember who he was, but they were, but we were pretty sure it was somebody they had stopped with. Thanks for reminding me, because I couldn't exactly remember what happened in that incident. So,
right, and like, he felt bad, and then he's all like, "Why the fuck am I with these fire worshippers?" Like, because he hates fire. Just like the fact that.
Yeah, he didn't. It showed like a true change in him. Yet he was the same guy. Which is, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like he was like, holly jolly, let's go talk fire. No, he was still like a gruff, angry, crabby dude.
Right.
But, like, there was an internal change that was shown in that. That was cool.
And, like, I like that he saw something in the fire.
Yeah.
Like, I like that he saw something in the fire. It's like, I think that's cool. I'm like, because it makes, like, I don't know what everything means. There's all these, like, there's interesting theories and stuff like that.
I like the mysticism around, you know, he was burned, and now it seems like I can gaze into the fire and have visions. Right. It's just kind of bringing that religion more to the forefront with him, and that in, you know, we see that internal struggle now with the flames. So I like that.
Also, there was like, it was pretty overt to me, but I said when he said like the scene right after when he's like, there's a mountain shaped like an arrowhead, and then there's like, that finishes up that scene, and the next scene is we see like Cersei talking to Euron. You know, later on, and then you see the mountain in his helmet kind of looks like an arrowhead. And I'm like, because, like, the prophecy, the kind of, what he was like, what do you see in there? And he's, like, explaining stuff. He's like, there's a mountain shaped like an arrowhead. And it's like, and then when you see the mountain, that helmet he wears is kind of shaped like an arrowhead. Because there's got to be, we got to get a Clegane bowl right here, right? Clegane on Clegane action.
I wonder if that'll happen.
You would think at some point.
Because the last time we saw them fighting is when we saw them at the very first season where, like, Baratheon's watching the two jousters smash into each other, and, like, the mountain gets knocked off his horse by whatever, Loras, and then mountain chops off his horse's head, and he's super pissed.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the mountain's no longer the full mountain.
Hang on, I'm assuming Adam's on because I'm getting a lot of static.
Yeah,
I'm trying something new.
Jesus Christ, man! Hey, Adam, are you trying something new?
Are you talking into a plastic cup with a line stretched across to something?
Pretty much.
Well, hang on, man. I got something for you to try. I looked it up. Turn down your four watt on the options. Go to it's turn down your 4 watt.
This is on my phone, actually.
You're doing a Skype on your phone?
Yeah, it's what. Turn down for what?
You gotta turn down your 4 watt, man.
Turn down somebody's 4 watt.
Your connection sucks balls, by the way.
All right, bye.
Woof, we got rid of that guy.
I liked where it was going, Chris. I like your...
It's over. It's over.
It's good.
Ryan's confused.
No, he's not. Ryan knows everything. Don't even fuck with
Ryan.
Fuck with
you like it?
He's looking at his options.
Turn right down for what?
Oh, turn down for
what? Oh, really, Ryan?
I was, like, thinking it was one of those, like, you know, where you say it fast and then you say something stupid, but I couldn't.
Well, it was kind of stupid, but it was kind of funny, too.
It was amazing. So let's go back to Game of Thrones. Where were you talking about? You're talking about the fire and the prophecy and shit like that. Oh, yeah, they died and stuff.
And I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm against people getting religion in general, but whatever.
But, well, in this place, the religion clearly has something to it.
Oh, I know. I agree.
They do magic and stuff.
Thank you for reminding me.
I prefer wizards to clerics.
I know. So I saw so many people, like three or four places that people were bitching about. How's that thing with the face even work for Arya? Because she's a different size than him. It doesn't. Won't even make it work. This doesn't make sense. It's stupid. And like, you're in a world with dragons and magic. Why does it? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right. That's a very foolish thing. Because clearly, that's more than simply putting on a face. It's not like a plastic map or mask. It's actually magic.
Right. A fucking Scooby Doo thing. I would have gotten away with it as if it wasn't for you.
For those damn kids.
Yeah. There's not master mask makers. They're like fucking magic dudes.
Yeah.
Those people on the internet, I would like to talk to them.
It makes it easier to not have to, like, I shouldn't even read stuff on the internet because people just say stupid things.
Right. But Euron. I think Euron's fucking awesome, dude.
Really?
He's kind of a pimp.
Like, I just think he's exactly who he is. He's like, yeah, I killed my brother. You should really try it sometime.
That was actually pretty funny.
I was wondering if that's foreshadowing, actually.
So, yeah, I know. Yep.
That could be fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And which makes me sad because Jaime Lannister has a redemption story to be told, and in the end, I think he's going to get killed by Cersei. Or at least attempted murder.
Right. But then I think in the end, he's going to kill her, thus reclaiming the long sought after title that he's, not reclaiming, keeping the title of a Kingslayer. Yeah. But he will now be the king and / Queenslayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I could see it. You know, being upset over the fact that she shows no remorse for losing their kids.
Well, I think she's some remorse. Yeah, I think she's broken. Like,
oh, 100%.
You could show as much remorse as you want, but once you're broken, you're fucking, like, your emotions are all fucked up and shit. So, I think she's fucking just broken. All she cares about now is winning, and just winning and keeping her shit
crushing
going.
Everybody.
Right. But, yeah, I thought that was really cool, and then he's like, "Oh, I'll bring you something back."
Oh, wow, what do you think that is? That's an interesting.
I think it's a I think it's a dragon head or something like that, or a dragon. It's got to be.
Well,
I
was thinking it could be like Tyrion or something. You know,
Tyrion's a good one,
right?
Yes, like he would try. I don't know if he'd succeed, but
like I think he's going to. There's going to be a great battle scene on sea. And he's somehow going to capture the smaller dragon and totally kill the dragon and bring it, like, the head back, yeah. And just be like, boom. And he's bringing, it's like, I've just eliminated one-third of the greatest threat that you've ever seen, you know. And she's going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
But does she hate the dragons? See, that's the thing. I think she'd want something closer to home.
She will hate them once they start burning her troops.
That's she's heard, you know, they know the rumors that she's landed, that she has dragons. I mean, no one's seen them, right?
I did.
So,
I saw.
Yeah.
Right. But he said, like, I've sailed, like, you know, the 14 seas. Like, does he have something else? We don't know. Does he have, like, some cool thing? What if he has, like, a fucking Dragonlance dragon orb, and he controls one of the dragons?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool possibilities.
Because, like, if he went over and, like, hung out in all those, like, zones where all, like, the old Valyrian was, that got blown up and found, like, artifacts, dude, that'd be cool.
Didn't we talk, doesn't somebody have, like, a dragon horn or something? What is that?
That's one of those things, like, supposedly there's an artifact back in the, you know, back in the day that's a dragon horn, yeah.
Mm, okay.
That could control a dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Tyrion's head, fucking whatever, that old lady's head.
Yeah, Tyrion can't die this early, though. HBO won't allow it. I mean,
right.
Not by the time they need alliances. They need alliances.
All the Sand Snakes' heads, because they technically are the ones that killed, like, whatever, her daughter.
Yeah, Tyrell's head. That'd be fine. Yeah, there's...
Or whatever.
Yeah, arteries blowed up. Yeah, old lady.
Yeah, no, the
old lady. I can't remember her name.
She's the Queen of Thorns, though.
Right.
So we were talking. Me and Amy were talking. They don't have a named successor in that line that we know of, right? There might be in the books, but not on the show or anything. Like the Tyrell line. There's nothing else.
I don't know.
They're all dead. I mean, her son is dead. Her grandson. Her granddaughter. I don't think there's any more that we know of.
Was the husband? What happened to the husband? He was like part of the King's Guard, and like
He was. He was the Hand of the King.
I think he was inside.
He was inside.
Oh yeah,
he
was.
Not care about him because he was just a dummy who was. Like, she was like, "I think you'd be great at this." And he'd be like, okay,
right? Yeah, because there's that scene like last season where he was wearing that sweet helmet and he tried to be like, "Riot." Jamie rolled up the stairs like looking all badass on a horse. Yeah, so
yeah,
but
Any other scenes? So what do you think about Mormont? What's he doing in the fucking what's his place? That's his name, isn't it? Scaly guy.
Yeah.
Jorah.
Yeah. Do you think that's a prison? Do you think that's self-imposed kind of leper colony? What do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it's
the self-imposed. Like
definitely
they all go
self-imposed. Because like
all those cells were full of grayscale. That's why you kind of saw Sam just kind of like.
Well, and the other thing is, if you remember back to when he left Daenerys, there was a somewhat emotional exit, and she asked him to try to find a cure, try to heal yourself.
Yep,
so like I think his mission is to try to heal himself. If he didn't want to go there, he wouldn't be there.
Yep.
I think he went there and said like, try to help me, and that's that.
Okay. I don't think he's done either. I think he's got a larger role to play before this is all said and done as well.
Yeah, maybe he'll get cured even. Mm-hmm. Maybe Samwell will cure him.
See, like,
fuck Samwell.
That would be cool. Like, it would be cool, like, even if it's, like, something so, like a dragon is, like, they had the cure the whole time. A dragon's got to, like, breathe fire on you, and it burns away the grayscale and shit like that.
It burns away the grayscale, but you got to deal with a disfigurement for the rest of your life. But, hey, you're
right,
on a list.
Something like that, right. Like, I like the Sam scenes because Sam didn't, he had this host in his dreams where he's like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to be a maester. It's going to be great. And they're like, yeah, you're at the lowest point right now. You have to do all the literal crap work.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it cost Adam negative 25 points. But
God damn it.
Yeah, I don't think he's long for that world, honestly. I think he's going to figure out what he needs and then get the fuck out of there. It doesn't feel like he's going to sit there for years and do nothing when there's shit coming.
But, like, there was some cool stuff. Like, when he's flipping through that book, like, before he flips the page to see Dragonstone with the stuff, there's the straight dagger that was used to almost kill Bran with in the first season, that they were this is an ancient dagger, blah, blah, blah.
There's a bunch of Valyrian-type weapons that were outlined in there.
Yeah. Huh.
That's
like,
cool.
This was a good episode for, like, callbacks, where it's like the Marvel Universe of callback episodes. Even, like, you know, everything said before but is bullshit, like Dad used to say. And, like, Benjamin Stark said that in, like, you know, like, the first episode, too.
Yeah, I noted that to Amy, because I always say that, too. But I say, if you, whatever you say before but really doesn't count.
Right.
So it's not as cool-sounding as they do. But I was like, See? I'm ahead of my time and awesome.
Wait a minute, that's old school, so technically you're still in the future.
I think the scenes with Jon Snow and Sansa were actually pretty cool too.
How much is that lady a fucking amazing, like, she is the best character in the fucking show as far as I'm concerned.
The bear lady?
And
she
Dave,
is pretty cool.
Dave sent that meme and I fucking laughed so hard during the draft.
I know.
I'm sure you did. What was it? Like, I have dragons. I have a mountain.
And then he's all like, bitches, please. Like, Jon Snow has a fucking little girl bear lady.
It is sweet when she puts the guy in his place. Like, I don't need anyone's permission to defend the North. You know, he's like, okay, all right.
Oh, man, is Sansa, like, why doesn't Sansa just call herself Littlefinger number two? Like, she is fucking trying her...
See, I feel bad. That's the situation. I don't think she's trying anything shady, honestly. I think she just is trying to help. And John, remembering her as a prissy princess type from the last time he really knew her, you know, not really having any reason to really respect her, honestly, like, ignores her, and yet she's sort of seasoned and shouldn't be ignored, so there's tension.
And
she's
she's
like a little Cersei.
But I think the fact that she goes, yeah, question me, that's totally fine, question me, but not in front of everybody, because that makes, like, the whole situation look worse. There needs to be one strong leader. You can question me and say, like, hey, man, behind the scenes.
Right, of course, that was totally right, but then what was, like, the disconcerting part is when they talked afterwards, and she was talking, and she was like, well, maybe, you know, you should listen to someone, and he's like, you mean, like, you? Like saying, like, you stupid little cunt? know, like, it was actually pretty demeaning, and yet, in some ways, you can understand where he came from, but it also would piss her off, which could draw a divide between them, which would be sad.
I think there's some resentment there that the fact that he was named King of the North and she wasn't even acknowledged.
But she wanted him to have it. Remember, she's like,
yeah.
"I don't need you do it. They want you." So I don't know. But, and she was right. She fucking was right at the War of the Bastards or whatever. She said,
right,
"You're going to die if you play his game," and he would have died if the Knights of the Vale wouldn't have been there.
Right.
Yep.
And
so again, she was right. Yeah, you gotta listen to
that. Was yep. And I like the fact that, like, there's the next generation of the Karstarks and the Umbers and stuff. The kids, right? And he's all like, "Hey, you re-pledge up. We're gonna forgive everything that your fathers did, because that kind of reminded me of the like the scene that had nothing to do with it last season, but it was Daenerys talking to Tyrion, whatever, Yara, and one other person. But she was basically saying, yeah, our dads are bad people. But and they left the world a worse place than we are. We got to be better than our dads. And I liked it. It was like a different version of that, saying like, hey, we're sorry your dads are terrible people, but be better than them.
Yeah.
And right. Tormund. Tormund, when like fucking Brienne was fighting with Podrick and like knocked him down, and Tormund's all like, ooh, I envy you, boy. I was just like, Tormund's a pimp. Because he's like, look how big she is. I just like want her.
Yeah.
And now he's.
I do think, like, I mean, I think, Ryan, you're right. This was a complete recap episode. It reminded me of an entire episode of what you do in the first 5 minutes of D&D, honestly. Where are we at? What are we doing? There was very little plot progress, which kind of bothers me at sometimes. Some shows do this better than others. Preacher, actually, this last episode of Preacher, did a very similar thing where the plot did not go forward, but they just talked about the past. And I think there's a way you can do it where you balance it. Some shows do it better where you show shit that happened in the past and you explore the plot, where this one just felt more like, here's the background, here's everything that's still going on, but we're not really going to do anything. And those I don't find as interesting or compelling as just the other ones.
And then I think all we ended up with the long, like, quiet walk up to Dragonstone, I think was how we ended.
Yeah. Well, with the final words, shall we begin?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's in good shape in Game of Thrones world, because nobody bats an eyelash at climbing 6,000 stairs.
No kidding.
Like, look at those fucking stairs!
Like, that should have taken all day.
Didn't she grow up there?
Yes,
that's where she was born. Yes.
Yep. But so don't you think she'd be used to it?
No. I mean, actually, I'm not sure when she was kicked out. Like, how old was she when she was... I actually wasn't sure if she'd actually been there before. I don't know if that was her ancestral home or if she'd actually been there before.
I think it's her ancestral home, and she would have been in... When they talked about her being in the Westeros, it was being at the Red Keep.
Right.
Or, you know, being in the palace. That's where she was. So yeah, I bet you she's never been there.
But no, I think she was born in Dragonstone, because they talk about the Great Storm, and that's why she's Stormborn.
Okay, but right. even if that's true, then she wasn't really raised there. Like, she might not even remember it, for all we know. Like, she might have been born there, but if you spend the first 4 years, you don't remember it, really. I don't know. Regardless, it's obviously her ancestral home, but I don't know. That was kind of... It was fine. It just... the show never really talked about why nobody's on that... On that keep. I mean, it's a fucking super defensive fortified position, and it's just empty, and nobody really talked about why that was.
Well, that's
well, Stannis is there, and then he left.
He said they took everything with him.
But why would you take everybody? I mean, you literally have to leave like 80 people at a keep to defend it if it's big enough. Right.
And I don't know if it's completely empty, like, because whatever the red chick Melisandre got banned. Jon Snow said like, "Hey, get the fuck out of here." Where would she really go? She'd either go all across back the ocean, which I don't think she would, or she'd go back here. I think she's there, because I just have a feeling she's there, because that would be a cool thing to, like, it would start connecting characters that are so far apart, because Melisandre has that whole, you know, because then she could meet up with the other red lady. Was the other red lady with them on the ships? I can't remember.
I don't remember if she came or not.
She's supposed to be.
Right.
Okay. Did the fact that we drafted affect how you viewed it at all?
No,
I didn't pay any attention.
Other than that, fucking Sam.
What do you mean? Oh,
he dropped me 25 points.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known that watching it. Like, you didn't know. We wouldn't have known that till afterwards. So it's like I didn't know that. The giant dude got 25 points for being promoted, basically. It's like, you go to the castle and do some shit.
Right. Right. Yeah. I do like that they cap out points based on, like, number of kills, because it would have been like, they would have given you 5 for all 40, it would have been like, it would have been a real hard hole to dig yourself out of. It would have been like, oh, cool, you have 250 points, and it's really hard to dig us out of a hole. But I do like they cap you at 5.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to think about the fantasy part of it. yep. as much.
I try not to. It's just sometimes it creeps in, right?
No, I know. It's fine. It's cool. I get it. I just... I feel like I don't want to distract myself from the story.
But you know what was kind of distracting? At exactly like 9:05, Dave Miller fucking texting about shit
fucking
going on.
Dave Miller.
Like, who does that?
I know. Did I told Chris, I don't know if I told you guys, but as soon as that happened, I put my phone on airplane mode until like 10:30 when I finished watching
it's
it.
It's like, it was off. That's I was a good just idea. Like, motherfucker, really?
Well, we
that
have to
was
have
actually... Poor choice, but
we have to have a separate text like line for everybody who's actually watching it in real time, so then you don't like screw anything up.
But who does that? Honestly, it's like if I was watching a movie and I was like texting during the movie, like, "Oh my god, did you see that thing that just happened?" Well, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Well, if you're watching it real time, then it was timely for me because it just happened. I saw his text. So I was like, "Yeah." So I understand where he was going from it, but I also understand what. Yeah, yeah.
I think he knew. He didn't say anything. I'm surprised he didn't like go, "Oops, sorry." He just shut up.
Well, that would be a Dave Miller thing, though. He would say, "Oops, sorry." So that was kind of.
So he's not sorry. Yeah. So we should kill him.
So he's not sorry. He's sorry, not sorry. Hashtag.
Okay, that's enough Game of Thrones shit. Adam, what do you want to say about Game of Thrones before we move on?
I don't know. That's I got enough. Nothing right now. I'm frustrated with my internet system, so...
That's not about Game of Thrones.
First told you, you gotta turn down the 4-watt.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a 4-watt, and where do I find it?
Oh, you want me to find it for you?
I looked.
I'll look in a little bit. I'll find it for you, okay?
Turn down the 4-watt.
So, what else is on the horizon? What's going on?
Dave, go for it. You know all this stuff.
Well, isn't that one movie, the pretty movie, supposed to be released tomorrow? Hilarious. We're playing D&D instead.
Yes, we're playing D&D instead.
I feel like I'm not. Am I really slow? Is it delayed?
Yes.
No.
Well, you're slow, but it's not delayed. all right, here you go, Adam. I found the 4-watt. The turn down the 4-watt.
Turn down for what?
Can't hear that.
Can't hear it.
Oh, yeah. It was really loud.
You gotta share it.
It was sharing.
Did you share it?
I did.
Oh. I think I found what you're talking about.
You did? All right. There we go. Yeah, you see, you gotta find the right time of it, though. Otherwise, you just fucking waste time. No, the build-up is... Oh.
The build-up is what matters.
Turn down for what?
Alright, got it.
Hey, Ryan didn't get the joke either, so...
I didn't. But the video is pretty funny.
It is.
Like a guy probably running around going crazy, humping everything.
I don't listen to rap very much, so...
You know what Adam White calls rap music?
Yep.
Crap music. Dang. You just alienated, I don't think, anyone.
100% okay. White right
now. Adam doesn't want to talk about Game of Thrones, so let's move on.
So, last weekend was Disney's big expo heading into before Comic-Con. Where they showed off a whole bunch of, like, they're making a new resort that is literally a Star Wars experience.
Kingdom Heart.
Didn't we know that? I thought we knew that.
They released more details, plans on it. Like, you're actually going to, when you get there, you're actually going to become characters in the Star Wars universe. Your room is going to be like a starship, and you're going to be looking out into the stars and traveling. They had a lot of stuff about it that was really weird. But yeah, everyone will be in character.
Why wouldn't they make a cruise ship where this happened? Because that'd be like the best part. Like you're on a ship, turn a cruise ship into a Star Wars like themed.
Sure. I like it.
You're like,
welcome to LARPland.
I mean, they already do that with the Marvel Universe, right?
LARP Pass.
You know, they've got their own cruise line, and at least two or three sailings out of the year are just Marvel specific. Does it have all?
But that's not as cool.
That would be really annoying, to be honest.
I think the Star Wars would actually be fun.
Like, if you didn't bring your kid, it's just like you and the wife, and you're like, why the fuck am I on a Marvel cruise with 6,000 kids?
I was going to say, would you really do a Disney cruise without kids?
If you really like Marvel and Disney, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But they also showed, they had some teaser trailers for, like, Avengers. So they did show one for Infinity War. They did show some scenes. I know we kind of talked about not really seeing Spider-Man's Spidey sense in the movie last week. And they said the preview that they showed of Infinity War, you actually get to see spider sense in a sense. So how that's going to look, who knows. But I don't know. There was just some stuff that came out of it last week.
Yep, they revealed, like, the Black Order, which is, like, Thanos' like, elite guard that he sends off to do cool missions where they, like, basically, you could call them, like, the children of Thanos, similar to how Nebula was his child and Gamora is his child. They're not his actual genetic children. It's more like people he has taken under his wing and, like, raised to be people that he just sends off on missions to do things. And I mean, that's cool. So you can kind of start picturing, like, how movie's gonna play out. Like, he's gonna be like, oh, we're gonna send these guys down to Earth to collect, you know, the stones that are on Earth in order to you know, to get them back, to get the gauntlet and so on. And then Thanos shows up in the end and be like, haha, and then it leads right into the second movie.
Which, by the way, Earth seems to be like a magnet for Infinity Stones, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, shit, we scatter them around the galaxy and they all happen to be falling to Earth.
Right.
Yeah, they said
seven?
Six.
Six. They said, like, it, you know, a couple of scenes you saw Loki having the Tesseract again. So, you know, and it sounds like Thanos is coming after him. I thought it was kind of cool that, you know, somehow, some way, the Guardians actually find Thor floating in space. And he literally hits the windshield of their ship. So, it's gonna be cool. I think it'll be good. It'll be a good ending to this phase of things.
I don't know. Yep. This is bordering on too many trailers for me already without even seeing a trailer. Too much info. It's bordering on too much info.
Too much info. What?
Just about movies that are upcoming. Action. Yeah, like
Basically, I could go through mine pretty quickly. The things I like. Second Kingsman trailer came out that looks really good.
I was talking just about the Infinity Wars. I wasn't talking.
I was talking about Infinity Wars. Tell me to shut up.
No, I'm just saying. You know how trailers sometimes ruin it for you, and I'm getting a lot of it already. Where I'm like, God, I kind of want just a plot I don't really know, and see something different and stuff. But it's already like, oh, here's a trailer. Now we know that's gonna happen. Fuck you. Woo!
What is it? May.
It is the marketing machine that is like, it is like, we know how to do these things. Let's keep churning them out in this way, in this way, in this way. No. So it does not give a lot to twists. It does, like, there's no, you can't have one of these big movies that has, like, some sort of twist. It would be cool if they somehow managed to pull it off. I just don't think they can. So,
Chris, are you gonna Mickey that up and boycott it until, like, the last week?
It's impossible.
Like he did with Star Wars?
It's so fucking impossible to do that with movies and shows. Like, you go see a movie and you're sitting there and the trailer comes on and you're like, what am I going to do? Plug my ears and put my eyes in my lap?
Right.
Yeah.
But pretty much the only couple things that I thought were pretty interesting out of, like, Comic-Con today was there's a Kingsman trailer that looked really good.
Yeah.
Looked really fun and interesting.
Remind me how the last Kingsman ended. They stopped everybody from dying, and he got to have anal sex with that one princess, right?
Yep.
That's what I remember.
After his boy got shot in the face by whatever, the Samuel L. Jackson. After he got all drugged up or after he got affected by the hypnosis thing to make him, like, murder, so everyone in the church, like, murdered each other.
Right.
He murdered everybody, and then he got shot in the face. But this one, I just like the fact that there is a United States version of the Kingsmen called the Statesmen.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, fucking, they're all cowboys and shit.
Lame.
It's, but he makes fun of him, right? He's like, you and your, you got your guns and your jump ropes. And he's like, it's a lasso. Whatever. It just looks really, really, it's the same kind of humor that's like very British, but kind of on the nose in some sense, and then just like the really good action, and that's that I'm looking forward to, and that's September, I think September 22nd or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
What else? Guillermo del Toro has another weird ass movie coming out
where The Shape of Water.
Right, where it's like some lady, like she's a mute, but she works at some sort of lab where, as like a cleaning person, and they have like effectively a merman that they're studying in like a tank, and she befriends him because
merman,
like it's he doesn't judge the Black Lagoon kind of looking guy, but it's like he doesn't judge her because he's like, well, this guy doesn't speak either, and he doesn't judge me for being mute, and she gets a weird friendship with a merman guy. It looks really weird.
What's that?
It's called The Shape of Water.
Hmm, isn't he doing a series of like revamped old movies, monster movies, or could that is that no, what
he's talking about? Like the dark universe. Like it would be cool if they had like a mastermind behind everything to make everything better, but no, they just kind of make them.
This one is supposed to be his take on The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Which is by far the best monster movie.
Which is just taking it, instead of having it in the swamp, they're making it in this laboratory. Right. So,
there was a quick teaser. Go ahead.
Hang on. This Shape of Water dude. Whose is it?
Guillermo del Toro. Like Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. So Pan's Labyrinth, one of my most disappointing movies of all time.
Why?
Really?
Because 90% of the movie subtitles. I fucking loved it, and then the last 10% I was like, this movie makes me super sad now and I don't want it anymore. So I was 90% through the movie loving it, enjoying it, thinking this was great, and then the last 10% I'm like, oh no, I don't like
something
reality.
Bad happened. I actually can't remember what happened that movie. I just remember it looked cool. Actually, so that's not a glowing review, but I just remember it looked cool, and that's about it.
It did look cool.
Spanish.
It basically,
it was all subtitled, wasn't it?
Yep.
Was it? See, I didn't remember that. Yep. That means it was most of it was a good movie, because I don't remember it being subtitled, but it's like, hey, myth and wonder is alive and well, and nope, it's not. Everyone sucks. The world's a dark place.
But or is it?
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
They didn't even make it ambiguous at the end. I'm sorry. They tried to, but they didn't.
She went home.
No, she didn't.
Like her... This world body had to perish in order for her to be able to go home.
Yeah, I know. They tried, but they did not do an ample job of convincing me that was a possibility.
Really?
Yeah. Because I am the one that would like that, that will look for that ending, and if I can't find it, then it's not there. Which made me sad. Fucking Pan's Labyrinth. Fuck you.
I do like that he, when he has kids in his movie, he treats them as the heroes
adults
of their own movie. Like they don't need adult help, or if adults try to help them, it usually screws it up worse than it is. So like they are heroes, and they are tragic heroes in some senses throughout their movies. So I do like that a lot, that like bad things can happen to heroes, and if the hero happens to be, you know, a kid, it sucks worse, but I understand it. Like it's like, but on the same note of Guillermo del Toro, like there was a teaser trailer for fucking the big ass Pacific Rim 2. Join the Jaeger uprising. Yeah. Right, I'm fucking ready for it. Ready for some giant robots.
The only issue I have with the first movie, and this is a small issue, but it turned into a big issue, was you should have led with the sword, motherfucker.
Oh.
Lead with the sword, for Christ's sake. Why you gotta wait till the very end to pull out the sword? Just fucking lead with the sword.
Because it had like a special thing that it could only come out if there was a flying one that grabbed onto your arms and pulled you into space.
Uh-huh.
It was a failsafe that happened.
So if the failsafe is a sword, not like a parachute.
Yep. See? Come on. But this is really interesting for me and everyone who is Stargate on the year, the 20th year of its anniversary. Stargate is going to be coming back to series.
Really?
They're making a new series called Stargate Origins. Yep.
Oh, no. Origins? It's,
so, it's the story of the lady that hires Daniel, right, except at a younger age. So it's kind of in between when they first find it and then when they do the other thing.
So the Stargate's not even operational during this entire time? Because it doesn't doesn't start up until he figures it out. She's old.
Yeah, supposedly there's a story that like her friend who was an archaeologist was lost through the portal or something, and she's chasing after him. This is what I was reading in the article that Dave posted. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Sounds weak.
Because, yeah, I mean, if you remember Stargate, it starts with her being... Well, it starts with her young, and her father excavates the Stargate.
Right.
And then it jumps to her recruiting Daniel Jackson, like, 50 or 60 years later, and they still haven't figured out how it works, and he gets it to work. So...
He figures out the origin.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Like, I don't understand how you can have a story with a Stargate when she's like, oh my god, you finally got it to work! Unless there's like a portal she falls in that's somewhere else. Maybe she went to the Antarctic one, which they found 30 years later and nobody ever knew about.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm on board, but it seems like they're stretching it.
Yeah.
I don't know, they must have come up with something that, you know, will work.
Yeah.
Well, it's a limited series,
yeah,
too.
It's ten episodes because they're testing out the market.
CBS. ABC or CBS?
CBS All Access.
No, it's on its own streaming service called Stargate Command. Supposedly, I mean, there could be a paywall. I don't think the article said anything about it, but it will be on its own streaming service behind its new Stargate home website, Stargate Command.
Yep. So, you'll be able to find all the Stargates at one place. Which is weird because it must be because it was on Showtime for like 3 years, and then it was on like Sci-Fi Channel for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
So it's got to be one of those things where like I don't even know if Showtime owns Sci-Fi or something like that.
I don't know. I'm sure it's one conglomerate of the very top that's like, yeah, do whatever you want.
But
I mean, that's cool because I like this. I like the story. I don't always like, you know, going back in time in the stories because it feels like regression, but.
Yeah, it is really hard to do that because you are narratively like caught between these things that have to happen in order for, you know, for the story to continue. So you have to make sure the beginning and the end are exactly where you leave them.
Or you just break continuity and you don't care, which is not great for fan service. So.
Now, if they were like, hey, it's happened and she's like a fucking Gualuud's system lord or something, that would be fucking tits. I don't care.
Well,
like, he got trapped on the planet and she's like, it's just in there, and she's like, hey, you gotta get this thing fixed. You know, just to get off the planet again.
What if there's time travel involved?
What if there was time travel in one of the movies.
Yeah.
One of the
Whatever. Okay, I'll be interested to watch it. I won't pay for it, but I'll be interested to watch it.
Yeah.
See what they do.
I think what else did I see that was super funny? It's widely regarded amongst that there's this movie called The Room. Not the one that came out just a while ago. But it was like The Room, which is considered like the worst movie ever made. It was made by this guy. It's like he got $6 million budget. And he was one of those guys who like wrote it, produced it, directed it, acted in it. And he's a really terrible actor. But James Franco, Seth Rogen, all their boys, you know, Baby Franco's going to be in it. A bunch of people, like, they're making a movie based on the making of this super terrible movie, and it looks so good. It looks so funny.
Yeah, it's based on the book that a co-producer wrote about how horrible it was to make this movie. So Seth Rogen and Dave Franco were like, oh, dude, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So they took the book and they made a screenplay off of it. And definitely check out the YouTube video. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
What do you mean by like how horrible it was to make the movie?
Oh,
like the movie. It's just like original. Like the guy is just like one of those like thinks they're way better at making things than they are, like, doesn't know their own limitations, like, is all like, I'm a great writer, and a great director, and a great producer, and the greatest actor of all time, and just is not good at any of these things. But, yes.
Isn't he also not a native English speaker?
Yeah.
And he's acting in English, which also makes it really
hard. Yeah, he's like from Poland or something like that.
Okay. So, but yeah, you're talking about, they're going to make it based on the book, talk about how horrible it turned out, not so much how horrible.
Like, they're just doing things, like, James Franco was playing the guy who was the actor, writer, director guy, and, like, it's just really funny, like, the acting, you watch the acting, you're like, oh, it can't be that bad in real life, and they've done, like, side-by-side things, or before and after, and James Franco's really got down the how terribly acting it is. So is it really hard to act for a guy who's a good actor to act terribly, or is it really easy? I don't know.
Whoa. Are you saying James Franco's a good actor?
I think James Franco has been in lots of things that I really like.
Well, that's a different
statement. That doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, I think he's a good actor. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he is not James Franco each time, which is more than like Tom Cruise can say.
Yeah.
Has he played diverse roles? What are the other roles he's played?
I liked him in that 72-hour movie or whatever that was. He thought he did a good job in that movie.
127 hours?
Yeah. Where he's like, I gotta cut off my hand, this sucks.
Right.
And then I like him in that one random movie where he was a pot smoker. I like that.
That's his role. That's
right, Pineapple Express? Yeah, that was really good.
And all the other movies he's in with the same dudes.
He's done a few where it's actually decent. So
He was in the first, that Rise of the Planet of the Apes movie, remember? I thought he was good. Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be like a Christopher Walken when he gets a little older. Like, I think he's going to seem the same.
But with pot.
Be a little quirky. But probably be like a pothead kind of...
If you ever saw that one where it has him and what was his name? The one guy where you thought you started the trailer, you were like, this is going to be a comedy. It's got James Franco and my boy in it. And then all of a sudden it's all like, I'm writing a true story about you, about how you like murdered a bunch of people. And you're like, whoa, okay.
Oh yeah, what movie was that? I watched that.
It was like True Story or something like that. I watched on HBO and it was like, surprisingly, like, it was good. It was like both of them can act well, and it's kind of a dark, twisted thing.
Wasn't he also Harry Osborn back in the day?
Yep.
I didn't like those movies, but some people did. In Spider-Man movies.
Right?
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, he was Osborn. Yeah. And you're right, Dave. It was called True Story.
Okay. And I think
he may have gotten into a little bit of a stoner comedy rut. Or streak anyways. Right. But
or else those are the only ones we see.
Right.
He's like, I've done 500 films just because 13 of them are my pot smoker, and if you've only seen 13 of them, doesn't mean it's the only ones I do.
Right. And come on. He was like, you get typecast from the beginning and you're like, oh, you're in Freaks and Geeks. As a guy who smokes pot, and he goes like, "Hey," just like. So I mean, you kind of get typecast as that, but
that's true.
There's worse things in the world to be typecast as. Like, you get to make movies with your friends that like do relatively well, which gives you enough money to make Sausage Party, which was super hilarious.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's on Netflix. Okay,
yeah.
You should watch it with your kids.
He has 140 acting credits. That's a lot. He's not that old.
Right. Other than that, I don't have all that much. Dave, do you have anything more?
Something that just came out right before we started the podcast is the guy who created Legion on FX is doing a Doctor Doom movie.
Really?
So there goes for Fox. So there goes the whole Fantastic Four trying to get back into the Marvel Universe, because they're going to be able to control the rights if they do the Doctor Doom movie. So, yeah, he's in production for that right now.
That'll be terrible.
Probably.
It's 0% for 72 months. Yeah, like,
that's not me.
Because it would have been cool if they would just leave him alone and say, like, alright, cool. Have fun. Do your own thing. But then instead, he's going to get halfway through making it, and they're going to be like, we don't like that, and then take it away from him, and they're like, let's finish it. And then there's going to be another giant space hole with debris flying up into it. And then it's like, it's going to be the same movie again. They just cut, they actually just take footage from Fantastic Four and put it at the end. And they're like, I think those are different characters.
It'll be just the same, but produced from
instead of Doctor Fantastic Doom's Four, perspective. It'll be Doctor Doom. It'll be Doctor Doom versus the Fantastic Four.
Right. Adam, I put up a video. I think that you would like. There is a, I guess, there is a pool that is the deepest pool in Italy. It is 40.
Dave, I think you're still sharing your sound system.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. It's 40 meters deep. And there's a guy, free dives that, like,
free dives it. Times.
That's crazy. That's like
40 meters.
Yeah,
that's like 90 feet, right?
That's not how meters work, but that's okay.
It's like 3 to 1, right?
No, it's like it's a 39 in, like 39 inches to every 39 and change to every meter.
Yeah, so a little over 3.
Right. Yeah, but the guy
it's the other way around.
Yes, a guy can free dive that.
131 feet.
I would have said 130 right. Average, yeah.
But yeah, that is really fucking deep.
That's something I wish I could do.
Really?
But my lung capacity. I used to be able to hold my breath for like 3 minutes.
What if there was a shark down there? I'd be interested if you put a shark in this tank and saw how he got out of it before a shark ate him. That'd be pretty sweet.
It depends on the shark.
Okay, what if it's any shark, but as time goes on, you don't feed it, and he has to dive in like twice a day, and eventually the shark's like, I'm fucking hungry, I don't care what type of shark I'm going to eat you.
It's true. Okay. I've swam with sharks from...
Oh, like, Jesus Christ, here we go again, fuck.
It was fun.
I held my breath for 46 minutes, and then I swam with sharks.
Adam,
okay,
would you rather swim with sharks?
I'm Aquaman.
Or swim with dolphins?
Aren't they the same thing?
What's more deadly?
Probably a shark.
Oh, you're so wrong.
No.
You're so wrong. Dolphins. So wrong.
More dolphins people have, like, get inanely
thrown. Dolphins have, like, the brains of men. They have, like, tools. They can use tools, and they can slap, and they use their super tough beaks to come at you. Isn't that right, Ryan?
That is right. They're fucking
and,
nasty.
And in his worst world, the geese aerial lift the dolphins to wherever they need to be. The dolphins attack.
Ryan, that's funny. I like that you, like, are scared of dolphins.
I'm not scared of them. I respect their strength.
I've swam with dolphins before!
I'm pretty consistent on this. All I'm saying is, do you... What was that thing I saw the other day? Oh, do you see how Minneapolis, like, they keep shooting people? But before they shot people, they shot...
It was a dog.
They shot a dog?
Right.
This is relevant. Don't worry about
it. Two dogs.
Yeah.
They shot two dogs. But they shot one of the dogs in the head, and it survived. And it's like, fine. And meanwhile, Chris is always like, I ain't worried about dogs. I'll just kick them.
Yeah.
I'll kick them, and then they're done. Game over. And this dog got shot in the head, and is fine.
And it's not fine. It ran away and had to have surgery on it.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's running around doing fine. It's breeding right now.
I'm just saying, a dog and a wolf would kick your ass. Just saying.
My favorite part about that is they released the police camera footage, and they're like, here's what he saw. And the dog, like, lightly gallops towards him, stops. Like, gallops, like, 2 more feet, then stops and starts to turn around, and then he shoots it. Like, what the fuck?
It's wagging its tail.
I know,
it's not even doing, like, low wag. Like, the low wag when animals are getting ready, and they're, like, getting ready to pounce. It's not doing that low wag. It's sitting there going, like, hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? Do you have anything to eat?
Say hi to your mother for me.
Right. It's the Mark Wahlberg of dog.
Since Ryan wanted to bring up politics, we'll throw out there real quick that, yes, there was an incident where an Australian woman got shot by Minneapolis police, right?
How's that politics?
I'll get to it. So there's been about a dozen cases, maybe half of them in Minnesota here, where a white cop shoots a black person and nothing happens. And it really seems like they're harping on this one. And what happens if this black cop who shoots a white person gets completely prosecuted? People are going to lose their fucking shit.
Muslim black cop.
What the fuck's that matter?
Well, hey, the couple of black guys at work say, like, he's not a real black guy. He's like, he's a Somalian. 100%. This is verbatim what they have
said. I know people are very racist, especially people that love to be racist, like Ryan. But I just think it'll be fucked up if you have four or five of these huge profile, national recognized things where the white cop shoots the black guy and nothing happens, and here the black cop shoots the white lady and the war goes crazy. It's going to be very, very bad. Like, I might not be able to get to work there if he gets prosecuted.
Right.
Look, in some ways, I think I can see it's oversimplifying things a bit.
Of course it is, but that's what people like in their world, right? They like the simplest. Oh, I see what you did there. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Yep. Like, people are bitching about Black Panther. Who the fuck bitches about Black Panther? They said it's not white enough. The black cast is too black. Who the fuck does that?
The Black Panthers,
right? On a just a flip note, there are people who are claiming that Dunkirk, the movie that is about the British having to get off of the continent, is not diverse enough. And I'm like, really, dude? This is 1940, like 43, like Britain. It's not super diverse place,
right? And if they had troops of different colors, they're usually served somewhere else, like in Africa, right, or stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did. There was like a whole bunch all over, just in different parts of the. So that was just the flip side of the same thing you're arguing.
That's pretty funny.
Are people protesting the shooting of this lady?
There were Black Lives Matter that were talking about it, saying like, we're gonna.
I mean, they weren't in the streets blocking traffic, but they did have a march, and then down to Lake Harriet tonight.
Oh, well, that's at least I would be irritated. Yeah, but
it didn't happen that night of, like, previously.
You know, what I mean?
What a lot of people are upset about.
If you're going to be protesting about wanting to change the police, you know, you should. I mean.
They should cross racial lines. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. Right. Yeah. I don't know why, but people are fucking so mad at this, the police chief, because she was on vacation at the time, so she cut her vacation short and came back, and they're like, why weren't you here faster? Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? it's not her fault. I mean, sure, she's at the top. She has to take a hit. But it's not like, I mean, goddamn, you can go on vacation in your life.
Well, and she was contacted, and she gave the order for the BCA to take over the investigation that night. It's not like she didn't do anything. She did what she could, and then
it just shows that in the other people's hands. Will bitch at anything if they give them the chance, and we just got to kind of let them bitch and then tell them to shut the fuck up. It's the only way to go.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like this guy made a mistake. Big time.
It's a pretty big fucking mistake. Like, yeah, it was weird. Like, he shot her while sitting down in the passenger side seat of his car. So he had to lean over his partner to shoot her when she's outside the car.
Right. He's like, he heard a noise. And I'm like, if I'm sitting there just not on guard, like, how fast could you get your phone out of your pocket?
Right.
Pretty fast.
Not really. Pretty fast, right?
Yeah,
if you fired noise, that'd be fast enough to train it across the car. Right.
No, like, what happened is he heard a noise, he got nervous because he heard some shit was going down, got his gun ready, and then all of a sudden she was like, hey, there you are!
No. She was standing there talking to him, and then after that he took out his fucking gun and shot her. I like to think it went down like this. Hello, Mr. Police Officer. I think there's a sexual violent thing going on. Oh, I know you. You've been kind of critical of the cops. Yeah, I think cops use enough sexual... Are they use too much violence? Okay. our body cameras didn't go on. Sorry. That's my reenactment of everything.
So wait.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Chatting.
Yeah, she was talking with him. She called in the call. Well,
according to the statement from the driver, the officer driver, because he's the only one that's given a statement, was they were driving slowly down the aisle, down the alley. They already, like, Noor already had his gun out, according to the statement. They heard the sound which startled the driver. Someone approached the car, and that's when the shot went off.
So the way I described it.
That might be his statement. But that's not what eyewitnesses are saying. They're saying she was talking to him, and that's when they shot him. But regardless, it'll come out. I mean, we'll figure it out. But regardless, don't shoot fucking people.
Right.
See, even though she was talking to him, it could be she was walking up and talking, and then, you know, he turns the corner, or she comes into sight, and he's startled and tries to save his partner's life. You know,
look at the white guy protecting the white guy.
Okay, what?
It's a black guy.
I know.
I mean, if he ever gives.
Yeah, I'm protecting. I'm not actually protecting. I'm just like, I have a hard time imagining anyone would just go like, oh yeah, interesting, you're from Australia, that's nice. How's the weather there? Pretty cool. All right, pow! You know, hey, like, man, I don't think they were chatting.
I don't need your racist attitude on this fucking podcast, all right? Can you just settle down?
What I always find interesting is, like, us, everyday people, you know, that don't deal with guns on a daily basis are supposed to remain calm in the face of a gun. Cops got guns on you, they say, remain calm! Calm down! Shut up! Fucking calm down! And you're supposed to go like, that's a fucking gun. That murders people. That kills people, right? And we're supposed to remain calm, but people who so-called have training with guns are able to go, accidents happen. You know, that, you know, they got scared. And totally, the gun went off. That is your job. You're supposed to train into, and like, on how you're supposed to deal with that situation. Like, I don't understand how you make that mistake.
I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of fucked up that cops keep shooting people who are doing nothing.
And there's weird things, like, I don't, like, if I'm, like, if there's a car, and it's sitting like this, and there's windows on the side, and I'm weary of what's going on in the car, why would you approach sideways where they have the greatest angle of threat on you? If you stay behind them, and you can still speak to them, you say, hey, dude, put your hands out the window. Or, you know, cool. If they have a gun, they would have to somehow reach around the window and go like this, or completely turn around to shoot at you, while you stay at, like, you know, the thinnest angle of which they could fire back at you. It just seems like I'm not a tactical mastermind, but I understand keeping angles, like, you know, like angles of aggression down towards me. Like, it just seems like that would be a common sense to do, but people just walk up like, hey, let me walk up where if I get scared, now I have to react because they have the greatest shot on me.
I don't know. It's also kind of fucked up that the body cameras weren't on when they were supposed to be, or the dashboard camera wasn't on when it's supposed to be.
So. Oh, that's kind of questionable.
Oh, you know what? I have a new theory.
Yeah.
I think they were doing some gay shit in the alley. And then she, like, spotted him.
Oh, and as a Muslim, that is, like, super frowned upon, even worse.
So she calls him and says, hey, there's something, I need somebody over here. They go there, start doing their gay shit. All right, racist and gayist.
There's nothing racist about that. That's very inclusive. I'm including gays in the conversation.
There's nothing racist about butt sex, is what the court of the night.
Yes, if the Black Lives Matter and all these other disparate groups come together and create a larger, more forceful group to say, like, hey, you cops, that's messed up. We need to have way better trained police officers.
Well, we're going to call them the Black and White Panthers.
Well, I'll tell you something I heard from a friend of mine who's a cop.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Who is
it?
You
mean your sister?
No,
that's
not my sister.
And what the address is. Where do they live?
I will not. But
really?
He was saying that this guy was a cadet. So there's a ton of people that are...
I didn't hear that.
Cadets don't have guns.
No. He obviously was on the force. He had finished his training.
No, he finished his training, but he came in as a cadet. And he was saying that they've been preferring to hire cadets, where they basically train them and stuff like that.
You're talking like a rookie.
No. Hear me out. There's people they come in from different fields and kind of do on the job training, and then there's people that come from like the academies with the the training, and there's like thousands of those people waiting for jobs, but they keep hiring cadets because they want to try to get, like, you know, more diversity, and so he was saying that people that come from police academies are not getting hired, and this guy was not from that stock. Instead, he was from the other program where they basically do on-the-job cadet training.
Yeah, he'd been on the force for at least 2 years, though.
But, yes. So that's
2 years. That's 2 years of training.
What kind of training?
Well, whatever the Minneapolis police provide, I don't know.
It's probably...
I'm not a part of that program.
I'm just saying that 2 years doesn't mean good. It's probably on the job, driving around, talking to people, but does that focus on some of the other aspects, you know what I mean? He was critical of this that program. So, it's an interesting aspect. Because it actually... It is. He is for the academy.
I mean...
And he knows he was trained.
There's a little bias in there.
Sure.
I guess I'm having an issue with the word cadet. So, a cadet to me is somebody who's in a police academy, like, doing stuff. So, what do you mean by... I wonder what he means by police cadet. Like, what does that mean? And is that what this guy was? He was just somebody that's extra that they hire off the street, and they're like, "Here, carry a gun and roll with us." That seems weird.
Yeah, let me cadet.
I'm sure they're coming from programs, you know, like a law enforcement program that you could take at like Bemidji State or something like that. That's not a formal police academy, but you have. You know, you have a certificate, you have training, you get hired.
And you can carry your gun without going through an academy?
You're going to go under some training before they give you a gun, before they put you in a uniform. There's got to be a program, because they were just talking about this on the news before the shooting took place, that there's a new program in place that is designed to hire more diverse cops. But they're coming not from academies, they're coming from... 2 year programs in law enforcement, or
that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That they don't come from the academies; they come from these 2 year programs. I Google police cadet Minneapolis. It's the on the Minneapolis.gov. It says police cadet attendants successfully complete a program in law enforcement with the Department of Authorized Institutions.
I was just
for the
thinking
purpose
of that, Dave.
So it's like a different form of training.
Well, hang on.
And
So I can't hear you. What? So start over. You said they come from, they get their 2 year degree or something, and then they.
It's I guess it's an alternate program, and they complete a 2 year. They complete a program. Doesn't actually show tons of details. They must commit to 2 years of employment. So they do the program, and then they commit to 2 years of employment, or they pay back, you know, the cost of the training. So they get trained by the police department, basically. You know, probably they hire it out or something. But it's the point is it's a different type of program than the academies.
Right, so that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. It's a
yes,
and they carry guns and roll with cops the same as any other cops.
When all is said and done, yeah. Once they finish their 2 years of, once they finish their program.
Okay, that seems wrong. Like, it seems like if you have a police department, you want everybody to go through the same training.
Right. It's kind of like the people. It's like, hey, in my home country, I was a doctor, and they come here and it's like, yeah, your doctor is no good here because. You're not a doctor here. And they're like, okay. Like, your program is not a police program. You are not a police officer. Sorry.
Well, it's... And I, the reason they say they do it, the way it was explained to me anyways, is that they said that they want to get a diversity of people, and they think the people that go to the academy might have, like, you know, authority issues or something. The fact that they... So essentially, there's...
Don't give a gun!
Like, so they're picking. They were basically saying, if we can get more diversity, if we train people on the job, basically.
I mean, I'm gonna question a little bit about the difference between a law enforcement program and an academy, because here I'm looking at a law enforcement program at one of our local colleges, and it talks about classroom work and skill work. And they show them being trained how to do active shooter scenarios.
I'm
they have
sure they're trained.
Guns. I mean,
I'm sure they're trained. They're trained differently, though. And if you're in an organization that can't control how your people are trained, like, right. If you don't have any input on that, you don't know what they're being trained. Yeah, they're being trained to shoot, but are they being trained with your critical incidents in mind? Are they being trained with how to handle people with mental health issues? Are they being trained during, you know, for domestic disputes? What are they being trained? Are they just being trained to shoot people and study law? Because you need to know what, especially if it's life and death, you need to know what your fucking people are being trained for. So that's kind of fucked up if that's actually what they're doing. Unless the police have a direct role in how those colleges teach the cadet program.
I think it is. It is run by the police.
They're accredited by the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training. So I'm sure they're following.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, there's standards and trainings that, that all police officers must know that, you know, to be accredited means that you teach to those standards.
Okay, so
and that when you pass that program, you
sure.
know these
so
standards.
So there's two things going on here, that either you get the same training at both places, in which case it doesn't fucking matter who gets hired, or there's different trainings, and then you're picking one of those. So, Ryan, if I understand what you were saying, is they were hiring the ones coming out of the college, which are getting proper training, from what I'm understanding from what people are looking up. So what was his issue, that they're not getting proper training?
His issue is that the training is different, and
right,
and actually when they start this, and as they start getting into it and they're learning on the job, they don't come with as good of they don't start with as good a training.
Then that's where I have issue completely, because one or two of our are correct. Either we're correct when we say that the two trainings are different but equal, or he's correct saying that's not enough training. They both can't be the same. And yeah, if the training is not equal, then I certainly have a problem with that, especially if life and death is on the line. So I'd be interested to see like actual how these things play out, what the different things is. So yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I just thought, yeah, I don't know the details, but it does sound like there's some nuances there. I've been trying to find out how long he's been on the force.
I'll give you here's an example. Let's say you take a Marine Corps regiment with, let's say, 110 people in it, and just basic Marines doing their thing, and they're out on duty, and 10 of them die. If you replace them with a basic Army regiment of 10 people, that just basic Army dudes doing their thing, that's not going to mix well. The training is not the same. Right. I mean, even if you're basic riflemen, there's different trainings, and I know they would never do that. So why the fuck would they do that with the police?
Yeah, it says the precinct's first Somali American officer.
That's what sucks. It really sucks that they took a hit in that community.
Yeah, he was well celebrated 18 yeah. months ago when he came out under the force.
Yeah, it's like if the Keith Ellison like murders the president and be like, "Oh, I see, first Muslim Congress guy murders the president." There you go. I told you all about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
See, now that shit's fucking. And I put the gun. I put the one where they're shooting. Where they're learning how to shoot. I put the scene when they're practicing on the gun range. It might hit a little too close to home.
It definitely does.
That was gun humor, Ryan.
Sorry, this is. I'm just reading. It says investigators say that it says that their squad lights were off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was off. Yeah, they didn't have anything on that they were supposed to have on.
Which is because they were doing some gay shit. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm onto something.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, like, there is, because it's like on the job. Force. It's not the time to do
like,
that.
Like, you know, like what, like the Athenians, where it was all like, oh, cool. They would like totally love the army, like to have sex with each other, so they would protect each other better in battle. It was all like, that's my lover! And they would fight better in combat.
I don't know, dude. I would protect you just as much as if we were boning each other.
But Adam?
How do we know you're not?
You don't.
Because we're on the opposite sides of things. If we were boning each other, I'd be right there. I'd pop up behind him and be like, what's up?
Hello, lady.
Right. Guess what? There's two of us here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's just messed up, dude. Like, I know you're scared, and it's like, I've never been, you know, it's like, but I don't know why my first reaction is not to shoot the thing that's coming at me.
Yeah, I don't think we can compare with those folks, because they're worried about being shot by the people that hate them. And because they keep shooting people because they're worried about being shot by the people that hate them, then they're more worried about being shot. So
nobody made them take this job.
No,
so that's a different argument.
Yeah.
The point is, they have the job. They probably are fearful, and it's not that easy to just leave. And they probably think it's fine most of the time, but then they get a jumpy when they're in a spot where they think that they could be in trouble. Like, I can totally understand the emotion of being scared. Not suggesting, I'm not saying that they should shoot anybody.
But you know what they should do?
I was saying,
hand out those tickets where you get free Dairy Queen ice creams. Like when you're wearing your bike helmet and shit like that. If you started handing those shit out around the neighborhood, people start fucking loving you. Instead of, if all of a sudden, if they had a gun and like, and it shot out like a little flag and it went like, and it unrolled and it was a free fucking dilly bar, wouldn't you be happy with that, Ryan?
I would be really happy with
you
that.
You know, I know you're shooting people, but free dilly bar is free dilly bar, so...
Right, because who does not... It has been fucking hot here, and dilly bars are delicious.
It's been bitchy.
Dilly bars.
Yeah, exactly, Dave.
Now I want one.
Well, go to your local police shop and be like, I got my bike helmet on. Like, right. Okay, and they'll think you're special needs, and they'll give you a free dilly bar. So did you guys hear that shit about Trump where the special Russia probe brother guy Mueller, he's gonna look into Trump's other business affairs, and Trump was like, you'd be wise to not do that.
I know.
Like, what the fuck?
It's a red line.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Only stick to Russia.
Right. Like, anyone who does anything, he's like, Sessions, if I knew Sessions wasn't gonna fucking recuse himself, I would've never hired that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy, he's stupid.
Oh, so when he did the one thing he's probably ever done right in his life is when he recused himself, like, yeah, he should have said, like, yeah. Oh, God, that guy.
Hey, let's talk about the Hyperloop. Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
I was saying, it was funny that it took him just under a year for him to go from, I'm going to fix Obamacare to, oh, just let it fail, because that way I don't have to take ownership of it.
It's just so stupid. Let's talk about the fucking Elon Musk's Hypertube, or Hyperloop.
Yeah, Hyperloop?
Yeah, somebody explain it to me and what the fuck it does, because it sounds cool, because it's called Hyper and Loop, and it's multi-state and stuff. And I'm pretty sure it'll just be California for now, but I want to know more about it.
You just got permission to do one in the East Coast, too.
Yep.
So, it's like a tube above ground for now, right? That
thought they're gonna go underground.
Pretty much,
they're gonna go underground.
They're gonna go underground, but the prototype is above ground.
No, this one's underground.
So, well, that's the concept.
So your car?
No, they've already got it like almost built. They've already got the drop down thing built for the tunnel underground.
Yeah, but it's only like 700 feet, though, isn't it?
How far do you need to go? The middle of the Earth, so gravity is not an issue.
No, it's a prototype.
Okay,
they're a lot further than that, though, Adam.
Right, because they're trying to go. Basically, their whole idea is that they're not selling transportation; they're like selling time, because they want to make it. They want to go like, all right, by train from Melbourne to Sydney is 3 hours 15 minutes. So, and faster and so on. But they say if they get it up and running exactly the way they want, it'd be 55 minutes. So now you've just saved yourself, you know, 2 hours and 20 minutes. What could you do if you could save yourself 2 hours and 20 minutes every time you have to make this trip?
Sure, I got you. That's cool. But explain to me what it does. It looks like it puts your car on a thing, and that thing goes fast, basically.
Yep,
it's like tube technology.
I know. It started on the tube technology immediately.
So, it really is.
From what I understand, they vacuum out the air and put like a pod in there. A pod? Yeah, correct.
Why am I trying to do maintenance on with no air?
Isn't that what it is? Or do I have it wrong?
No, it's legit. It's a vacuumed out tube.
Oh my god, I can't do maintenance.
It's tube technology. Look at, watch the video or the intro page shows a picture of a tube.
I can't.
And they can.
Let me look.
They can go from New York or Chicago to LA in like 90 minutes, right?
No. They're talking New York to DC in 29 minutes.
Yeah, so that's not that far. So like New York to Chicago, LA to Chicago is fucking far. That's still got to be a ways. Do we know how fast? Well, we can figure it out if we know how fast it goes. We know how fast it fucking goes. This is cool.
That's what I'm looking at.
I like
it. I don't know if this Hyperloop 1 site is associated with Elon Musk.
This might not be the one.
I think.
Yes, yeah, so it is. August 13th, Elon Musk publishes the Hyperloop Alpha white paper. So, yeah, they're all connected.
How come we can't, like, make this guy president? It seems like he wants to do cool shit.
He resigned from Trump's science board.
Yeah, because Trump's a fucking idiot. But I want him to be president.
He's British, isn't he?
I don't fucking care. He's no, president.
South African. I think South
African. Diplomatic immunity!
Right. Huh. Yeah, so what they do is they bring the pressure down to 1/1000th atmospheric pressure, and they have rotors that achieve a service speed of up to 300 meters per second.
Okay.
So you can do the math on that.
Okay, so it's going, not only is it going fast, but it's going fast in a with very little pressure or resistance.
Yep.
And
stuff. Vacuum.
So that's why it goes fast. Yep. That's kind of cool. Will you guys use the Hyperloop once one comes from Chicago to Minneapolis? Or will you be scared of the technology, much like Scotty is scared of the transporter?
No, man, I would definitely go, man. Like, just think of, like, all of a sudden you could get, like, people would be able to find jobs further away, which means that, like, finding jobs, you could go from places that, or you can, like, living farther away where things are cheaper becomes easier to do, because transport, going into cities and stuff like that is what sucks. You're like, oh, God, the traffic, that sucks. But you can live further away now, so you could go, like, it would be very interesting to see, watch population centers
disperse a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so where would you put these? Like, I'm assuming you got to go to a center to lower it. Where would you put these
Chicago.
Centers? No.
Chicago, Atlanta.
No, just fucking listen to what I'm saying. God damn. You need to go to a place to be lowered. They don't just exist everywhere, right? So at first, it's going to be a line like crazy to get into these places, right?
Right.
It'll be expensive as hell to start.
But what if you put one at every water tower in the world? Because there's a water tower in every city. My water tower technology is coming true! I've had it for like 20 years. I just didn't know the actual technology.
Yeah, and then JB and KG will come up and you'll be like, behind you as you're like, my technology is good. They're like, wait a minute, our tube technology supersedes you.
That's what's happening, is we're taking their technology and combining it with my water tower technology. We're gonna fucking have an awesome idea. Elon Musk might be me and Jables, like, combined. It could be.
See? Maybe, yeah, like, it's like the version of you that said, like, hey, stole all of your ideas, like, we thought was a bad version of you, stopping you from doing all this stuff, but what we're doing is he's stopping you doing these mundane things of coming up ideas and stuff to let you, like, unlock your true potential with the tube technology.
Could be.
671 miles an hour.
That's what it goes? 671? All right, so we take that and divided by 617. You said, right?
671.
Oh shit, yeah. That's even better. That's pretty good. So that's like 3 hours. Holy shit, from Chicago to Minneapolis to LA. Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Did I say that?
No, you were like, it's like 14 days. It's stupid.
That's
90
minutes, so you double the time.
You know, plus or minus double.
Right.
Doubling rule.
So, but do you think, like, they'll have lights down here? Or it'll just be completely dark? Well, I mean, this tunnel just going to be giant dark tunnel?
I think it'd be comfortable. They'll make it comfortable.
Well, if you're riding in your own car strapped to this, they wouldn't do that. That'd be stupid.
They show some pictures where they have, like, clear glass. But if it's going to be underground at some point, then I guess it would be dark. And you probably have little TV screens and lighting and
billboards.
Just get in.
Yeah, sell some advertising space.
It's probably like a subway.
Imagine that, like 30 miles of just one of like subway advertising. Where there's like built-in Wi-Fi that connects to your device, and as you go through, if you don't pay the premium, it interrupts your shit with commercials. Yeah, it's stuff right
there. Eat fresh.
It reminds me a little bit of that Doctor Who episode in New York with him and Martha, and Martha gets abducted into the tunnel system.
Is that the
freeway? All these different levels.
Don't go on the freeway. Nobody ever gets off the freeway.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so bring us home. Bring us something interesting and fun that's not dark and deadly before we end this podcast.
My fun thing that I put on here that was super fun is last week during it starts off dark but gets really fun when Trump was in France and they were doing their weird hand holding thing for a really long time because the French guy was all like, "Fuck you, I ain't letting go, fuck you." Like, the whole time, during that whole time, the French Army marching band was there, and they just started playing a fucking Daft Punk medley.
Wait, when did you got a video link to that?
Yeah, I have a video link in there. It's like French Army band medleys Daft Punk. And yeah, it was during the meet when Trump was in France, and they were holding hands, and the French Prime Minister was all like, fuck you, I ain't taking my hand out. And it's like, so it's they're just walking down the street where they're just trying to pull hands away, and he's like, nope, nope.
There's like a couple memes on Reddit where it's just like photos of Trump and Mark I can't even pronounce his name. Marconi. Yeah, they're just holding hands. It's like, it's pretty hilarious.
Okay. That's good, but I need something more. I need something a little more upbeat, because you talked about Trump, right, and that brings me down. So give me something.
Well, I'm trying to bring it back up.
I know. I need to bring it back up.
Hit him hard.
Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, God.
We have...
Oh, look at Chris Yon. He's like, he's bored.
I was just going to say, the new alien on the show is being played by Doug Jones, who is also known
Doug Jones
as Abe Sapien and Hellboy, and Pale Man in Pan's Labyrinth, and the Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer,
and Niles Crane in Frasier.
His character is considered the Spock of the series.
Seriously, Niles Crane?
No.
That's who did his voice in the first one. I remember this.
Do we know if he'll be forced to make an impossibly difficult decision which might impact the entire Federation?
I hope so.
I don't know if he has to make the decision. He's the one that plays the character that goes, I smell death coming, because he's considered, on his home planet, his species are prey to a predator species. So they have these heightened senses.
Sentences. That would be so sweet.
That's why he's a therapist.
Anyway,
Do you think it's actually? Clean. Do you think it's actually the predators that are after them? Like, oh shit, the predators are after us. And they make that predator sound and shit.
Niles Crane. He's a therapist.
They have a Star Trek Discovery Comic Con panel this Saturday.
Oh, so the girl that, what's the girl name? Who's the going to be the first officer? That's probably going to be the captain. What's her name?
Sonika Martin Green.
Do you think she's going to be forced to make an impossibly difficult decision which impacts the entire Federation?
Yes.
Yes. Since that's the whole premise of the show.
Good. I hope it's like time shift. This is a different universe. Klingons are bad again. Suck it.
That sounds great. I think they should do that.
All right. I'm pretty much done. Ryan, give me one more thing. What do you got? Give me something, baby. Hit me hard.
There's a new champion on League of Legends that I don't know anything about.
The guy who goes through walls and shit?
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else do I know? There is, there's lots of cool computer stuff that happens every day that makes the world a better place. There you go.
Right.
On a happy note.
That's good stuff, and we're going to end there. So thanks for joining us. Hey.
Is it true that the guys tomorrow night are going to bring some dilly bars?
Thanks for joining us. Our email address is geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, and our Facebook page is geeksnextdoor. Send us some shit, and we'll get to it. Oh, we're supposed to talk about the link we got, actually. Sorry.
You got a link?
Fuck it. She don't listen to the podcast. We'll do it next week. We'll talk about the D&D thing next week. So until then, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.